Let's go, girls.
Welcome to the AmeriChicks with Kim Monson and Molly Vogt. Molly is a former mutual fund consultant and retirement plan specialist who is currently the director and founder of My Purse Politics. Kim served as a city councilwoman, is a former investment broker, and now a successful entrepreneur. Now, let's hear what's hatching in local and national politics with the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim.
Hey, hey, everybody. Happy Thursday from the AmeriChicks. Molly Vogt and Kim Monson. But Kim Monson is not here today. So sitting in her place is Charlene Carter. Charlene, welcome.
Hello. How is everybody today?
Well, I'm going to just go ahead and speak for them. I think they're doing just fine, except for traffic, because it's 5 o'clock in Denver. And you know what happens at 5 o'clock in Denver.
Oh, yes, it gets backed up. Yes, it gets backed up.
So we are excited to be with you guys today. We've got a special show. As you know, Kim and I like to look at issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left, and really dig into how public policy is going to affect people and their finances. We're on Denver's Money Talk Radio, and rather than talking about the normal stock market kind of stuff, we talk more about, you know, how different policies really will affect your family, because we're just regular, hardworking American folks. We're not the political elite. We don't get carves out for health care or taxes or anything like that. And so we talk about what's going to affect real people.
Exactly, Molly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you need to know. So we also like to do a little thing I call hashtag I am a movement. So Kim and I have been challenging people to prove that they are smarter than big government. And you've probably heard that. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I am smarter than
I'm smarter than a fifth grader, but I am smarter than big government.
Right.
And so today we're going to have a very special show. And it's an I Am a Movement show. It's an exceptional endeavor. We're going to get to that a little bit further into the show, but just a teaser. Tiffany McCallick is in studio with us, and she had a dream, and she wanted to help young gals. She thought, you know, leadership was important, competition was important, to build self-esteem and set goals and things like that. And so she has started this really cool group called Mile High Dynamic Cheer, and she's doing some great things. We've got a couple of her, or three, I believe, of her cheerleaders are going to be in studio today. We're going to talk to them about their exciting times, and then we're also going to have a real-life Bronco cheerleader call in. Amanda,
mm-hmm.
Right? Amanda.
Yes.
And talk to her about her time, because it's really a cool thing. I was a cheerleader back in the day.
You were you? I was drill team.
Okay.
I was drill team. So I was out on the field doing the high kicks and so forth.
Well, it's all fun. It's all fun. You get the fun outfits and you're competing and preparing and all the time. That's really good. So we're going to get to that. So if anybody wants to join the conversation, please give us a call, 303-632-4160. And let us know your thoughts. So, Charlene Carter, what is on your radar?
My radar today? Well, the biggest story right now, I would personally would think, would be Boy Scouts. Have you heard about this going on today?
I have heard about it, but I was curious your thoughts because I'm not a mom. You know, I know that we've got the Boy Scouts, we've got the Girl Scouts, and I know in recent years they've started to make some changes so that the Boy Scouts, they started to allow
girls into it.
Right.
Yes. And, you know, we've got Girl Scouts, so I'm not sure exactly why we're going and we're going to change the whole dynamics of the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts and then bring girls into the Boy Scouts.
Well, I don't know why girls would even want to go into the Boy Scouts.
I know, because boys are icky.
I mean, don't you remember, like, the girls rule and boys drool? I mean, right? Especially at the younger ages, you're like, icky? No, I just, you know.
You got cooties?
Right,
yeah,
right. And then also, I mean, we are different. You know, do you remember the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus?
Yes, yes.
And it's because we are different. You know, we're different in our emotions and the way we deal with things and the way we look at things. And I think, you know, men seem to be very laser focused. So they're like the hunters, right?
Yes.
So they don't see anything
hunters
else around
them. Hunters and gatherers is what they call them.
And we're the gatherers because we can multitask. We see things going on around us. And, you know, I saw this funny thing, but it was like, okay, guys, when they walk into a room, they don't see the dirty socks on the floor or anything like that. They're like, okay, making dinner, or okay, fixing TV. And they go straight for that. That's what they do. And then they're like, women, you walk into a room and you're like, oh, the dishes are dirty and the socks are here and I hear a baby crying and somebody's hungry and I've got to get dinner going. And so it's funny because as an adult, there are all these self-help books to try to tell us, hey, it's okay. Don't be mad at the, you know, your spouse or significant other because they're different from you, because they are different from you. They're not disapproving or disobeying spouses. They literally
think they are definitely different. Yes.
But talk to me about your mom. So the Boy Scouts are now going to allow girls. I mean, what do you think?
Well, personally, I'm like I said before, we've got Girl Scouts and we've got Boy Scouts. It's been that way from, let's see, what does it say? Since 1910. So early 1900s. And why would we change? I mean, the reason we've got the boys in one section is because they go camping, they go fishing, they go and they do all. Not to say that girls can't do that either, but the girls also do more things too on the girls' side, such as they learn how to sew. They learn how to cook. We did all kinds of things in my Girl Scout troop when I was a little girl. But, you know, we also do all the other stuff, too, like camping and fishing, too. But we did it as a group. We did it as a group when girls bond. Boys are, like, rough and tough and, I'm just thinking, how are they all going to keep them apart when they get a little bit older and they're on a camping trip? What's that going to be for us?
Well, I don't know. You know, but one thing I thought is, you know, why does an organization start to make really drastic changes? And I would think in the free market, you're going to make changes because you need more customers. And I read that it says that the Boy Scouts actually have 2.3 million youth members today, down more than 11% from 2012. So if you need to expand the people that are coming in, I get it, you're going to make some changes. I'm just not sure if saying we're going to bring in girls to the Boy Scouts is the kind of change that you need, or would it be maybe something different and creative they can do? But who knows? The free market will let them know if more people join them or less.
Yeah, and that's how I feel about it too. But we've also got some, you know, like I said, we've got some issues, I'm sure, with parents that are going to be saying, hey, you know, I really want my daughter to, are they going to teach sewing in the Boy Scout groups? Are they going to teach cooking? They may teach cooking. I don't know. I haven't been a Boy Scout, you know, so I'm not sure. I honestly think this has got more to do with what's going on in our society right now, where there's no line between a boy and a girl. What do you think?
Oh, that could be it, too. That could be it, too. Just furthering that everybody's exactly the same. Nobody's different. But you know, I think that's dangerous. I want to celebrate our differences.
I do, too.
You know, that's why I like the opportunity to have different school options for, you know, you homeschool your kids, Charlene.
I do. Yes,
and I do. And I have friends that they, you know, they go to different public schools. They go to private schools. Some that do it online. You know, we had, there's somebody, I'm trying to think of his name. He's running for Douglas County School Board, Mills.
Okay.
Stephen Mills,
okay.
I think. But his daughters competed in the rodeo.
Okay.
And so they were doing online schooling in high school years so that they could travel to different states. I mean, everybody's different. Your needs are different. That's what's so awesome about America is that you have choice so that every kid, dependent upon their individual needs and wants and goals, can get whatever they need to just prepare them for the future.
Exactly.
I mean, we're not just trying to, you know, push out cookie cutter
kids.
Well,
that's exactly what, though, that a lot of the school system does, though, these days. I mean, I took my daughter out and started homeschooling almost 5 years ago. This is our fifth year into it. And I can tell you right now, the curriculum choice from what you get in, let's say, public schools or even sometimes in private schools, the plethora of just different things that when you go to the homeschool convention, it's overwhelming. Mm. They have got some amazing stuff to be able to teach your kids. And I concentrate on how my daughter learns, so it's more focused to her. So, you know, there's certain things that she does really, really well, like on the computer. So she'll do her math on the computer. She excels at that. Sitting there writing it all the time, she's not going to do so well.
Yeah. How boring would it be if we were all exactly the same?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I think a lot about, you know, community and fellowship. I mean, I have friends that are different. I have friends that I like to talk about political issues with. Mm-hmm. And I have friends that we don't want to talk about politics. We go snow skiing. We go hiking. We go camping. We go fly fishing. We go hunting.
Yep.
You know, we're doing all these different things. And it's, you want to be with different – my church girls, you know, I have different groups of people that I do different things with because you have these things in common. So, I mean – why isn't it okay for kids to go into different groups based on what they want to do or on their own sex at that age? I mean, girls learn girl things, guys learn guy things.
Right, right. And especially when they're younger like that. I mean, that's kind of those forming years, you know. And I know that when I was a little girl, I didn't really want to, you know, be with boys all the time. I wanted to have the, I wanted to do girl stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I've got a boy and I have a girl, and I know both of them have different needs and right. they like different things. So, you know, I'm shocked that we're getting to this point where there's not even, we can't even call them boys and call them girls. I mean, we're getting to the point where, what are they?
Well, if you're in California, it's against the law to call somebody by the wrong
pronoun.
And
that's insane. That's insane.
Well, that's what happens when we give the government too much power, which is why we do what we do here with the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, because we're going to walk back that power of the government, because it's really not their role. But you know what I'm thinking, Charlene Carter, about this deal with the Boy Scouts opening up to girls? I think, you know what? Hey, good for them. Their numbers were down. They wanted to try something new. It's a free market. People vote with their dollars. We'll see. Their numbers are already down. If they invite girls in and their numbers go up, good for them. If their numbers go down, they are going to learn on
but
a very public stage.
But what happens with the Girl Scouts?
They're going to learn they're going to learn on a public stage.
Well, that's
I mean,
true.
You know,
that's true.
It's like the NFL. You make a decision in public, and you're going to deal with the consequences in public. Look what happened with Target when they said, "Oh, we're going to put in these bathrooms, and it doesn't matter who go in." And I'm okay if you want to go into your own bathroom and it's one stall. But if I'm in there with, So people voted with their dollars and
That's
stopped
correct.
Going to Target.
You are absolutely correct.
Anyway, so this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, and we look at issues as right versus wrong instead of right versus left. And today is an I Am A Movement Day. We are going to talk about a very exceptional endeavor. Tiffany McCallick has come up with her own solution to a challenge that she saw in the community. And instead of saying, "I want the government to do something about it," she did it herself.
Amen.
So stick with us. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be with Tiffany.
If you're a veteran looking to purchase a home, choose the local experts, Kim Sturtz and Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance. VA loans offer qualifying veterans the option to buy without a down payment. And since these loans are government insured, limited closing fees. Active duty military, reserves, National Guard, retired military, and surviving spouses may qualify. Give Kim Sturtz or Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance a call today at 303-888-2732. Or check them out on the AmeriChicks referral list at AmeriChicks.com. Home Mortgage Alliance LLC is an approved FHA lender and sponsored agent of VA loans. NMLS number 1137507. In America, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Benjamin Franklin and other founding fathers handed us a republic and challenged us to keep it. The challenge remains today, more than 240 years later. The AmeriChicks invite you to call in every weekday afternoon at 5 p.m. to sort through the smoke and mirrors to discuss government policies as right versus wrong rather than right versus left. Denver's only female-hosted call-in talk show on your drive home. The AmeriChicks, Kim Monson and Molly Vogt, sponsored by Yanni's in the Landmark for the best lamb chops in town. Weekday afternoons at 5 on KDMT, Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Bookkeeping, accounting, and taxes, oh my. No need to worry about your company or personal finances with the proven professionals at Predovich & Company. Predovich & Company are certified public accountants who offer exceptional services to individuals, businesses, and nonprofits. Serving the South Metro area, the team at Predovich & Company strives to take a proactive approach in understanding your tax, accounting, and bookkeeping needs and situation. Give Predovich & Company a call at 303-791-3000 or check out their website at dpredovich.com and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
It's time. October is here, and the scary features are hitting the screen. Please join the historic 88 Drive-In Theater and be sure to bring someone to hold on to for their upcoming triple features. Admission at 88 Drive-In Theater is only $8 per person, and children under 12 are free. Your admission includes all features. Stay for one or all three. New fall box office hours are 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday and 6:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. To stay up to date on movie showings and times, go to 88drivein.net and like the 88 Drive-In on Facebook. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim sitting in studio for Kim is Charlene Carter. Well, Kimmy is
Hello.
Out at her daughter's wedding. So,
I'm so excited for Kim.
The final third
know,
of the three
right?
getting married. She's going to have, yeah. But she's got a grandbaby on the way, too.
I know. So. That's what she told me.
Good for her. So, we like to bring in people who are doing exceptional things and talk about what moves them. You know, Americans, I think, are so, so generous. And,
yes,
and
we are.
Really. I mean, one of the reasons I really want this tax reform to go through is because when we have more of our own hard-earned money, we're going to do good things with it. We want
exactly.
to help people, you know?
Exactly.
And so there are a lot of good organizations to give to. And one organization that I'd like to highlight and I fully support and would love to ask everybody listening to please support right now is Mile High Dynamic Cheer. go to milehighdynamiccheer.com. We're going to talk to Tiffany McCallick.
Dynamite.
Oh, my gosh. Mile High Dynamite Cheer.
She keeps getting it messed up.
Dynamite Cheer. Dynamite Cheer. Dynamite Cheer. Mile High Dynamite Cheer.
I forgive you.
So she's doing great things. Tiffany's doing great things. We're going to have her kind of share with us, you know, her vision. Why did she start this company? What did they do? And then we've got a couple of the cheerleaders here in studio that are going to share their stories with us. And we just love the idea. So welcome to the AmeriChicks Show, Tiffany.
Thank you for having me.
So, and thank you also to Mark Cook at Home Mortgage Alliance for introducing us.
Yes, absolutely.
He's a sponsor of the AmeriChicks, and we appreciate him. He's one of the reasons we're even allowed to be on air. So, Tiffany, tell us a little bit about you and your background and what was going on in your heart that made you start this organization?
A lot, I guess. So I've always had a huge, huge heart for kids. You know, it has a lot to do with my upbringing and my passion for them. And I feel like if they have more opportunities and, you know, outreach, you know, they can kind of reach out to some people that they'll get a good advance. You know, I feel like it'll give them a good shove, you know, to be successful and confident. And my little one is full of energy, so, so full of energy. And so we ended up putting her into a cheerleading program. She was only in there for about a month, and unfortunately they shut their doors completely. Very abruptly. And so I was kind of presented with the idea of, hey, would you mind helping us kind of finish out the girls' season? I know nothing about it, knew nothing about it at all, but it was for the kids. So I said, okay, let's do it. And here we are. We've been doing the very best that we can with what we have. And I love the kids. And that's really why I do it.
Well, that's awesome. And so, Tiffany, how old are the gals that are in your Mile High Dynamite Cheer group?
There you go.
Well, right now, I believe our youngest is 7. Yes. So we go all the way up. I think our oldest right now is 14. But we do go anywhere from 3 to 18.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a wide range.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And so who does the coaching? Are you the coach?
No, kind of. So Coach Desiree is the coach, and she is the head coach. I have learned how to assist and do everything that I can to help her. But, you know, I'm their cheerleader. I root them on and make sure that they're going in a, you know, positive path. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love it. Tiffany, you know, we said this in the beginning of the segment. I used to be a cheerleader. I was a cheerleader junior high, high school, and college as well. So I loved it. And it was so much fun for me. But, you know, it was a reason to stay in shape. But we did so much competitions. And that was a really big deal, is competing mm-hmm. against other groups. And
yes.
It was such a bonding experience, you know, for me and my
yes.
girlfriends. And, I mean, just times that you would
well,
ever
that was
forget.
Like, that was like going to a competition for a drill team. There were so many of us, and it was so much fun. I mean, we would bond. We would make friendships with other, you know, not troops, because that's, you know, cheerleading. But we had other teams that we would compete against. But we'd end up with, friendships all the way across the country, mm-hmm. which was so cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's huge.
It is.
It's a really big part of it. You know, it's not just about cheerleading. They do compete. We are a competitive team. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of work for them, but it's not just that. It is so much more. I want to give them confidence and self-esteem and, you know, give them a place where they're going to feel safe. And they just enjoy going. And it's, I don't know. I mean, it is. It's hard. I get the kids all the time. It hurts. Oh, my gosh. It's so much work. But they've all just improved so much. And from day one. And it just makes my heart happy. So.
Well, you know what caught my eye about reading your webpage that you have?
Uh-huh.
I love this. And it says, our program has been built based on family core values.
Yes.
We love that. Such as integrity, honesty, encouragement, commitment, being courageous,
yes.
and so much more. I love that. That is something that I'm trying to instill in my daughter with dance. So with you guys, it's cheerleading, which I think is amazing because a lot of times you don't see that in some of these cheerleading groups, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've seen the, you know, it's kind of like that mean girl thing going on. And I love what you're talking about here because that gives them that confidence to further on too when they get bigger.
Right.
And then they know how to treat each other.
And that's huge. You know, it's so big.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that they're going to carry with them forever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I the whole stigma of cheerleaders and mean girls or whatever, it's that's just not who they are. And we just try to, you know, steer them in the right direction and let them know when it's maybe being a little disrespectful. And we have very strict rules and they have to be good kiddos. So,
well, that furthers them on for leadership roles, too.
Right.
And that also carries on to their friendships and who else they meet with. I mean, I'm a flight attendant, and so I love meeting people. And one of the things is I don't care what kind of bad day you're having. I hope to cheer you up.
Right.
So these girls going out there, being cheerleaders, and then having that integrity and that, you know, just that smile on their faces and so forth. Can you imagine how many lives they might just touch?
Well, that's what I hope for.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
You know, we love giving back to the community.
Yeah.
We love it. You know, I always encourage us going, and if we can find someone that's like, hey, come cheer us on, or absolutely. We've done it a few times, and we just hope to keep adding to it.
And Tiffany, tell us, with Mile High Dynamite Cheer, you said that you are doing some things in the communities with your cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. What kind of things are y'all doing?
So we did, Dash for Smiles. So we went and we kind of did the whole cheering them on and making sure that the runners were feeling enthusiastic. And we did that. We did the ugly sweater run. You know, we have a few more things that we have planned, you know, hopefully coming up. But it's so much about bonding and keeping these girls together and showing them what they can do to give back and showing them what it's like and whether they have it or they don't have it, but how they can actually help others who may not have it. So it's
I bet it makes them feel good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get one of your cheerleaders on here. Who do you want to introduce first?
Natalie's right here.
Okay. All right. Natalie, join us in the conversation. Just get up real close to the microphone there. Tell us your name and how old are you?
My name's Natalie and I'm 13.
All right. And Natalie, how long have you been with Mile High Dynamite Cheer?
For about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Awesome. Well, tell us, why did you join? How did you find out about them?
Well, my mom's a coach, so she's been coaching it since the start. And
all right. Well, that's that helps.
Yeah. And I've been cheering since I was 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what do you like about it? What's your favorite part?
That's kind of hard. Probably the stunting. Yeah, I love to stunt.
So what do you do? Do you back flips, back handsprings?
Yeah, I do back handsprings. And I'm a base or a back squat. It's one of those two. And yeah.
How many girls do you have on the team?
About 10.
So now do you guys have different ages that you know, I know you're on a team, but is it different ages? You go all the way down to the 3-year-olds or 5-year-olds or whatever, or is it just the same age? Okay, you do. So it's all a big team.
Well, 7 to 14.
Well, I know, but I was just wondering, when you cheer with a team, are they pretty much all the same age, or are they all mixed?
Well, it depends. Because, some people are on, the senior team, which is, an older team. Or a youth team, which is a younger team, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then what about dancing? Do you like dancing? That's my favorite.
Yeah, kind of.
What are your favorite dances that y'all do? Do you have a couple songs that you guys use to compete that are, your favorites?
I don't really have one.
No?
No.
Okay.
It changes a lot, right?
Yeah.
What about if you're a bass, and I was a bass in high school and I was a top in college, which is kind of funny, kind of backwards. But what kind of pyramids do you like to do?
I don't know. Yeah.
But you love to stunt. So
yes,
what are your some of your favorite stunts?
I like
stunts?
Two-man stunts, probably, and, like, extended stunts, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you do a lot of working out and running, or how do you get prepared and get in shape?
I don't know. I just
What do we do?
Well, we usually run and sometimes, like, jumping jacks and stuff like that.
If it were only that easy.
I know.
Well, this is the AmeriChicks. Molly and Kim, but sitting in for Kim is Charlene Carter. We're talking with Tiffany McCallick and some of her cheerleaders at the MileHighDynamiteCheer.com. So check them out. And she has started this group. They don't take any government funding, and they're doing it just all on their own, just to help the gals in the community and give them something to be a part of. And I love it. So check them out on their website. Let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing and your goals for the future, and then we're going to have a special treat. In the next segment, we've got a Denver Broncos cheerleader, Amanda, who's going to call in, and we want you all to think of questions for her, you know, and what do you want to do in your future? Do you want to be a cheerleader in the future going forward, or do you want to do something else? Natalie, what are you thinking?
I probably want to be a cheer coach.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I don't know.
Cheering, a cheer coach for high school, for college, for like sporting, you know, teams like at the NFL level, or what are you thinking?
Probably all-star cheerleading.
Okay. Ah, cool. Yeah. That would be good. Now, do you do any acrobatic classes? Do you do that to learn back handsprings and
no,
stuff?
No. I only learned everything that I know in cheer.
Okay. Yeah. Well, good. All right. Well, let's get back to you. We're going to go to a break, but Tiffany, anything in particular that you want to, who are we going to have on next? We're going to have Angie next.
Laura.
Laura? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have Laura next. And so stick with us. We're talking about competition, and you know, there's a lot of really good things that come out of competition. I saw this article on Huffington Post, which I don't normally agree with a lot of their things.
Right.
But I saw that they had this article, it's from 2015, but it's 15 reasons competitive sports are great for kids. And it talks about, you know, we learn at a faster rate. We perform at a higher level. It teaches us to bring our best effort, manage our nerves, not be feared, take risks, cope whether you win or you lose, you know, set your goals, play by the rules, build self-esteem, you know, good friends. You get to travel. You perform better in school. There's so many different reasons to get involved in a team and really to challenge yourself and push yourself.
Dude, I need help. How can I perfect my golf swing and keep my promise to put in a whole new kitchen by next month?
No worries. Call Rafe and Colin at Harmony Ridge Construction. They've been doing this for 40 years all over the globe. Trust me, they'll make you look like a genius, and you'll have more time to perfect that golf swing. You really need to work on that.
Great. I'll give Harmony Ridge Construction a call today. What's their number?
720-660-0265. Or visit them online at harmonyridgeconstruction.com. They're best for any small fix or large remodel. They'll help you out.
Guy Whidden, 101st Airborne, landed Normandy in the dark on D-Day 1944, was knocked out on the jump, woke up, a gun to his head. What happened next? If you love the AmeriChicks World War II Project on Fridays and know a World War II vet, we'd love to share their story. We're in a race against time to gather as many stories as possible and as quickly as possible to preserve them for all future generations. So if you know a World War II vet or have that great World War II story to share, email us at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. That's the AmeriChicks@gmail.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. I am Molly Vogt, and sitting in studio with me, rather than Kim today because she's on vacay, is Charlene Carter. Charlene,
hello.
Thanks for being here.
How are you guys? I'm doing great. How about you?
Awesome. Super awesome. So we are talking about an I Am a Movement solution to a challenge. Tiffany McCallick has started this group called Mile High Dynamic Cheer. And she is actually looking to raise
Dynamite
Cheer, Mile High Dynamite Cheer. I am just,
that's
whatever.
Okay.
Hey, it's dynamite, it's dynamic, it's awesome. But she started this group, and she has girls from the ages of 7 and 14 that are part of her cheerleading competition teams. And they're doing so much just as far as learning teamwork and competition. And I know they work hard. I was a cheerleader also in high school and college as well. But, you know, we're going to talk to them about their goals for the future. But we've got a special guest now. We have on the line with us one of our very own Denver Broncos cheerleaders, Angela. Angela, welcome to the AmeriChicks show.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me today.
Thanks for being here. We're just super excited to have you on. We've got your picture up here in front of all of us, and you're absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous young lady.
Oh, thank you guys. You're too sweet.
Do you mind tell us a little bit just about yourself and how you got started in cheerleading?
Yeah, so I actually grew up. I was born and raised in Littleton, Colorado, and from the age of about 8 years old, I was in competitive dance classes and cheer. So I was dancing, you know, four nights a week and competed on the weekends all the way up through college and then tried out for Broncos. So I never stopped dancing. I was always on a team, always competed, and I danced up at Colorado State University. And then as soon as I was old enough, I tried out for the Denver Broncos cheerleaders.
Awesome. We love it. Well, since we've got three gals in studio in here with us, if you don't mind, we're going to let them ask you some questions, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, who wants to go first? Okay, Laura. Laura, tell her how old you are and your name.
I'm 13 years old, and my name is Alora. What is it like cheering for crowds rather than judges? Do you ever feel like they judge you, or do you just try to make them happy?
Oh, that's such a good question. I absolutely love cheering for crowds because I feel like I can really engage with them. And I don't really feel like they're judging me. It's more of bringing them some joy during the game. No matter what happens in the game, we're cheerleaders, so we're always happy and we're always trying to get the fans excited. So I love being able to cheer to the fans because it feels more of like a connection rather than that kind of fear that we get when we dance in front of judges.
Awesome. Super fun. Thank you for answering, Angela. Who's
Thanks,
next?
Laura.
Who has a question?
You're welcome. My name is Angie, and I am 7 years old, and I just want to say, how does cheerleading make you happy?
Oh, hi, Angie. Cheerleading makes me very happy. One of the best parts about cheerleading is all of my teammates and my coaches. And I think having a team to rely on and all of my other friends on my team kind of makes me really happy. I also really like doing things in the community. So getting to talk to people like you guys and getting to meet other young cheerleaders that live in the community is one of the best parts. That makes me the most happy.
Hey, thank you.
Awesome.
You're welcome, sweetie.
This is so cute. We have in studio with us Mile High Dynamite Cheer and three different cheerleaders here, and they're on the radio with the AmeriChicks, and we're talking with Broncos cheerleader Angela. So, do you have a question for her? Okay, tell her your name and your age.
My name is Natalie, and I'm 13. And my question is, what motivated you to cheer?
That's a great question, Natalie. So ever since I was young and I was in dance classes and cheer classes, I always looked up to my teachers so much because they were so put together and responsible and happy, and I learned a lot from them. So when I became old enough, it really made me want to cheer even more so that I could kind of spread all of my happiness and everything that I had learned to other people.
That's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. Angela, what if you could go back just in time and give some advice, like give some advice to these young gals that are just starting out and doing, you know, they're working their hardest and competing and you know how it is. Yeah. What kind of advice would you just give them?
The best advice I would have given myself back in time would have been to just believe in who you are and embrace all of your differences. I was always trying to be perfect and trying to be like the next girl. And I wish that I had focused more on what I had to offer and how unique I was myself, especially the ages 7 through 14, I think you said. That's such an important time in a young girl's life, especially young cheerleaders and young dancers. So knowing how good you are and what makes you special is going to really carry you forward.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any other questions for this nice young lady? Oh, what's it like being out there with the Denver Broncos?
Oh, my gosh. It still feels like a dream. 5 years later, and it still feels like a dream. You know, it starts to feel like the people aren't even real. The fans, it just feels like you're in another world. And I'm not sure if it's ever really going to feel quite real, maybe when it's over, but for now it certainly feels like a dream. And it's such a great program. The Denver Broncos treat us so well, so feels like a dream. A totally different world.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Laura has another question for you. Laura?
Yes.
Do you ever feel nervous, or does the enthusiasm cheer you on?
That's a really good question. The most nervous I get is for auditions when we're dancing in front of all of our judges. But for games, I'm just so excited, and the excitement kind of takes over my scared nerves. You know, I get very a lot of passion and excitement and happiness comes over me, so I don't get as nervous for games anymore. That's a really good question.
So Angela, I have a question for you, and this is Molly. What about in the winter when it's snowing and it's freezing and you're out there on the field and you are just trying to keep that smile on and keep going? How do you do it?
We have some freezing games. I think 14 degrees was the record last year.
That's
so
chilly.
Luckily, we're able to, you know, we can bundle up. We have all kinds of tricks up our sleeves to stay warm. Luckily, we have such an amazing team that usually the game is going really well. And we kind of try to keep the crowd excited. And for me, I try to keep dancing and cheering as loud as I can so that I stay warm. But I got to be honest, it is hard sometimes when my smile feels like it's kind of frozen on.
Do you put Vaseline on your teeth to keep the smile going?
I have seen girls to do that, but I don't. It comes pretty naturally. So
they always told us that.
I know.
Like,
I remember that. Yep,
like,
yep.
I don't need the Vaseline. Yep. I'm just a smiler. Okay, last one for me. Last one for me. How often do you guys practice?
So we practice twice a week, Tuesday and Thursday evenings, for about 4 to 5 hours each night.
Wow.
So it's only twice a week, but they are really long nights, and we're very productive and we're very focused. So we're able to get a lot of stuff done on our practice nights.
Cool.
So how many girls are on your team?
We have 26 women on the team, and two of the rookies rotate out of each game. So we have technically two alternates for every single game.
Just in
case a girl gets injured or sick, which has actually happened quite a few times in the past. So it's nice to have two girls able to jump in if we need them.
Awesome.
And
then, Angela, your Broncos cheerleader, you're looking at you on your website right here. And I love your quote, your favorite quote. Do you mind sharing that with these girls and with our audience?
Oh, yes. My favorite quote. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Oh, wow.
That is my favorite quote. Yes.
We love it.
You know, it's, thank you. It's important to keep your roots around and always go back to that. So.
Amen.
Amen to that. All right. Any last thoughts from you, Angela?
Thank you guys so much for having me, and just, you know, keep doing what you're doing and empowering other young women. It's so, so important in this world. And I really appreciate you guys having me on your show.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Angela, for being with us. We appreciate it. And
thank you guys so much.
All right. We'll see you. Go Broncos.
Yes.
And so this is the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, and in studio is Charlene.
With Charlene, yes.
And we have Mile High Dynamite Cheer, Tiffany McCallick. And she's got this organization where she is helping gals to get into cheerleading and to do these great competitions. And you know, of course, and while they're doing that, they're learning, you know, self-esteem and, yes. And athletics, yes. And teamwork and, yes. And all kinds of things. And she could definitely use some financial resources. So if you are getting into that holiday season, I know it's only almost Halloween, but
I know.
Christmas
Can
stuff
you
is
believe that?
Out. It's time to start digging into the pockets and giving to the groups that you really care about. Check out MileHighDynamiteCheer.com.
I think it would be to your benefit. These young ladies that are in the studio here, they are something else.
In America, we stand on the shoulders of giants. Benjamin Franklin and other founding fathers handed us a republic and challenged us to keep it. The challenge remains today, more than 240 years later. The AmeriChicks invite you to call in every weekday afternoon at 5 p.m. to sort through the smoke and mirrors to discuss government policies as right versus wrong rather than right versus left. Denver's only female-hosted call-in talk show on your drive home. The AmeriChicks, Kim Monson and Molly Vogt, sponsored by Yanni's in the Landmark for the best lamb chops in town. Weekday afternoons at 5 on KDMT. Denver's Money Talk, 1690 AM.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing from the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, chances are your future clients do too. Let us help you promote your business and fatten up your wallet. To feature your business on the AmeriChicks program, email us at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. We feature the most topical news and intriguing guests every weekday during afternoon drive time, 5 to 6 p.m., while you and your clients are enjoying the program on your way home from work. So become a sponsor today by emailing the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, at AmeriChicks@gmail.com. That's the AmeriChicks@gmail.com. Or visit us online at AmeriChicks.com. Today you need to have a great online and social media presence, and the best in the biz is Desi On Demand. The AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim, personally work with Brandon, the founder of Desi On Demand. Desi On Demand is instrumental with our video projects, Chick Chat, Eggs, Exceptional Endeavors, and our World War II project. We most heartily endorse his creativity, innovation, dedication, and integrity. Brandon and his team bring all that to the table. Check out Desi On Demand's website at mydesi.com or call 303-359-1522 for more info, and be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
In a world of uncertainty, anything can happen. It pays to protect yourself, your family, your business, your home, and your car. And it pays to work with the proven professionals at Alliance Insurance Services. Jeremy McCallum and his Alliance Insurance Services team work with a variety of insurance companies competing for your business. Jeremy and the Alliance Insurance Services team helps you find the right insurance at the right price. They know you'll sleep better at night knowing Alliance Insurance Services is handling all of your insurance needs. Give them a call today at 303-431-9351. That's 303-431-9351. And be sure to tell them the AmeriChicks sent you.
Hey, welcome back to the AmeriChicks with Molly and Kim. But today in studio for Kim is Charlene Carter.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for being here, Charlene.
I love it.
And we are having one of our hashtag I Am a Movement days where people, we ask you, you know, what's on your heart? Why does it matter to you? And what is your non-government solution? Can you be the solution? We think most people can. Tiffany McCallick is the owner and the director of Mile High Dynamite Cheer. She started this group. She has a group right now of 7 to 14-year-old gals, and they are cheerleading. They are learning teamwork. They're, of course, building their self-esteem, and they are just getting out there and competing and having a great, great time. And, you know, the children are our future. And so we want you guys to learn how to win graciously and lose graciously and learn how to get back up and get back on your feet and keep going no matter how hard it is and how sweaty it gets, because I know we've been there.
Yes, we have. And then you have each other's backs too,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. So real quick, before we continue with that, I'm going to give a quick shout out to EvanYourITGuy.com. Evan, Your IT Guy is a network of IT professionals. They are ready to provide on-demand help with your computer needs 24/7. I know if you've got a hardware or software problem, you get that little spinny thing on your computer like I do and it won't go away, you can't figure out what the problem is, and your neighbor's tired of you calling him, You can call EvanYourITGuy.com anytime and they will help you. And a special thing they're doing right now is they are looking to hire veterans. So if you know a veteran with IT skills looking for a job, please tell them to call EvanYourITGuy.com. and we appreciate their help. Also, you heard an ad for 88 Drive-In, the historic 88 Drive-In movie theater, and I wanted to let you know their movies. So right now they have the Lego Ninjago movie. My mouth's not working.
It's okay.
Blade Runner 2049, and then It, which is the scary one because it's Halloween season. So check out 88drivein.net.
See, I don't watch those anymore.
Yeah, I don't watch those anymore either. Yeah, I'd be more for like Blade Runner, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, check them out. So let's get back to the Mile High Dynamite cheer. So we have in studio one of the moms of one of the cheerleaders, Desiree. Desiree, welcome to the AmeriChick Show.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. So you are Angie's mom.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So tell us about, you know, what do you think about Mile High Dynamite Cheer? How did you find out about them? And what's going on? What are your thoughts as a mom?
Angie has always loved cheering. She kind of had a nick for it. She just, instead of walking, she was doing... What is it called? The flip.
Cartwheel.
There you go.
Cartwheel.
See, I don't even know. She's teaching me. So she was doing cartwheels. Instead of walking, she was cartwheeling everywhere. Cheerleading is very, very expensive, and especially around here in Colorado. I mean, you know, it should be as wise because they learn a lot, and it's spectacular. So, I mean, it's worth it. But for me, it was hard trying to find a cheerleading group that was going to be able to accustom my financial needs as far as being able to afford them. So my daughter was going to the Boys and Girls Club in Denver for summer, and we found one of Mile High Dynamite's flyers, and I was ecstatic because to me it seemed like that was the first thing that got me was they are at the Denver Boys and Girls Club cheering for these guys. They are going to these organizations, these places that, you know, everybody just rides past, barely looks at it and just keeps riding. You know, it's these places that they're going to that is bringing inspiration to these kids, because these kids, especially at the Boys and Girls Club, they may not have quite a lot of family. You know, the Boys and Girls Club might be their family. So for these girls to come in there and give them a little bit of inspiration or a little bit of self-esteem uplift is awesome. I mean, my daughter told me, you know, she didn't even know about him, and she saw the flyer, and she was, "Mom, you got to call these guys." So I did, and Tiffany Coach was awesome. I mean, she gave me – I am beyond brain dead about cheerleaders. I don't know anything. So I'm not a cheerleader. I was very dumbstruck as far as how to do it, where to go about getting her involved, and Coach was very – helping. She said, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. And as far as financial goes, we'll figure it out. We'll work it out. And I'm here for the girls. This is what it's all about, is the girls. So the money situation, we'll figure it out. And to me, that was everything. I mean, that's what I wanted for my daughter, is self-esteem, is being able to know that no matter what's going on at school or anything like that, that these girls got her back. And that's exceptional to me, because bullying is so horrible nowadays, and I was a victim, and I also was a mean girl, and it's horrible, and I wish that I could recount and go back and not be that way, because the way that it makes people feel is drastic. My daughter has been bullied, and coming home, that's sad to see. So for her to be in this group, her self-esteem has skyrocketed. I mean, she goes to school now, and she's, and I'm a cheerleader, and nobody can make me feel bad, you know. So it's to see that smile on her face, and to know that instead of her coming home and being sad, she's coming home and she might be sad, but she's going to shrug it off because she knows she's got cheerleading and these girls got her back. So It's awesome. I mean, it's been an experience of a lifetime. I mean, these guys are not cheerleaders. It's not a team. It's a family.
I was just going to say, it's a family. Like a family.
It's beyond a family, yeah. I mean, they have taken my daughter in. Like I said, we've been there maybe 2 months, and they've taken her in right under her wing. I mean, and she even was surprised, because she's in the second grade, so the second grade's hard, you know. Mm-hmm. Her best friends that were her best friends aren't her best friends no more. And so to come into this group and for her to know that she's got friends no matter what grade mm-hmm. she's going to go into or who they're going to talk to, she's got her friends. Yeah. She's got her cheer group.
Desiree, I love that you're talking about these things. You know, as a mom, you're saying in the past when you were younger, you were the victim and you were the bully.
Yes.
And I totally get it. We all were. And, you know, you don't even realize. And then until you're the mom and you're looking at your kids going, oh no, they're being so mean. And I did that. And and it's like, well, you know, at least if you do that, you can kind of explain it to her what's going on and say, okay, this really hurts and don't do this. And and now you know not to do it to other people. But also, Desiree, I love what you said about Mile High Dynamite Cheer is it's a family and it gives them, they've got each other's back. And that's what you need in this life too, is you need kind of just a good pack of friends, a good, you know, confidant, somebody that's got your six. And if you're out there competing together and you're getting muddy and sweaty and you're hurting and you're, you know, you're running. And even if you're like, okay, coach, you're, you know, it's too much. And even if you're like, oh, coach is making us run too much today. It's you guys against her. And you can say, you know, but we're going to work harder. We're going to do better, you know, and you pull together as a team. And I love that.
Exactly.
And that's Mile High Dynamite Cheer. That's what Tiffany McCallick is doing. And Desiree, you know, you mentioned the money thing. Cheerleading is expensive. It's expensive, you know, and especially once you're competing and you're traveling and the costumes and the whole thing. And I get it. And so, you know, the AmeriChicks, we're here asking people, please look at their website and donate money, because this is helping these young gals. And we care about our future. We care about the next generation. We want leaders. And imagine, you know, when you're bored, you get into trouble. But I didn't have a lot of time to be bored when I was cheerleading.
I didn't either. And well, my daughter's in dance, and that has been the best thing for her. And now we've got her in three different dance, you know, things that she likes. Ballet, I think there's lyrical, and then something else, theater, I think is what it is, theater dance or whatever. And let me tell you something, it has really boosted her self-esteem. And then she's meeting all these neat young ladies as well. So it's just, it's been a great thing for her. It's been a great thing. But you guys, this is really fun. I mean, really? You look at all the different ages too. That's what I love about that.
I love it too. So, Tiffany.
Yes.
You've got it. We've only got a couple minutes left. Tell us what more do you want us to know? You know, I looked kind of at what you were writing, and you yourself said bullying inside or outside of practice not permitted, backtalk, disrespect, negative attitudes, learning how to face their fears and working out the problems by talking and forgiving, or a few things that are taught at Mile High Dynamite Cheer. You know, we've been looking for leaders in this country, in the state, in our schools, and for our youth. And what you're doing is amazing, and you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart. You're not getting paid to do it. I know that you are just donating your time because you care.
Right.
What else do you want to share with our listeners?
You know, it really is. It's all about them. Mm-hmm. It's about them and their futures. And if I can contribute, I want to. And I want to be able to open our doors to more. So it's been a little difficult here in Colorado trying to find space due to some other issues, but we're working on it. And you know, they deserve a lot more. They deserve a lot more.
So you could actually use not only donated cash, but you could also use a donated space?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
well, now, where are y'all located? What part of town's best?
So right now, we do practice out of the rec center in Inglewood.
Okay.
And a lot of, you know, a lot of the young ladies are in those surrounding areas between like Denver, Inglewood. I do have a couple inquiring in like in Littleton and in that area. Mm-hmm. So.
And you're going to need a high space. You're going to need like, right? You guys are tossing. You're doing tricks in the air. How high up do you need these ceilings to be?
20 feet.
Okay.
Yeah. Minimum.
Okay.
For clearance.
Do you need anything else too when to, you know, supply wise, I mean, what are we looking at for these girls? I mean, I know that when my daughter was taking gymnastics, they had, you know, all kinds of equipment that they needed. Donations for shoes. I mean, we had a plethora of uniform pieces that we had to have, and that's that gets a little expensive.
A little bit more than a little expensive.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we don't have the mats that they really should have. I mean, they really should have like a spring-loaded floor so that they can always advance and make it easier for them.
So where are you? What are you using right now?
I'm ashamed to tell you.
No. Yeah. Oh, it's just us here and everybody listening to KDMT right now.
No, I'm just curious.
No, seriously. So you know the little placemat, not the placemat, like the little puzzle pieces that you would use for your children
Yes.
somewhere. That's what we use.
Okay.
So they put them down and we
picked
them
up. We would like to raise the money for you guys. Okay. Yeah. All right.
That'd be great.
All right.
So that's the goal. So you're listening to the AmeriChicks. Molly and Charlene is sitting in for Kim Munson today. But we have in studio Tiffany McCallick, and she is doing great things for the girls in the community. And they are learning cheerleading competition and just health and having each other's back and self-esteem and so many great things. But they need your help. They need our help in the community. So please check out Mile High Dynamite. cheer.com. That's milehighdynamitecheer.com. Go on there, donate money, or call her and let her know if you have a space they can use for these girls to practice, any mats, anything that you'd like to help them with would be awesome.
Yes.
We love what you're doing. We always like to leave on a positive note, so I have a quote for you gals. And here it is.
I love Molly's quotes.
So this one is, it's courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow.
That's right.
Wow.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah. Yeah. And that fits you guys perfectly.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. Another of my favorite is Winston Churchill's Never, Never, Never Give Up. But yep. So never give up, okay? So no matter what it is, just keep on going, gals. This is the AmeriChicks, and we love everything that everybody is doing out there. You know that you are a solution. You don't need to wait for the government to do it for you. You can do it yourself. You can build it. You can do it. Just keep getting back up.